Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And good day to you from Hawaii, the last weekend in August. It's going to be a hot one here with a very little wind. Patriot Golf Day is Labor Day weekend. Many of the courses the entire weekend will be collecting money for Folds of Honor Foundation. All you do is give a couple extra dollars to your green fee. Bam, you've assisted everyone in the Folds of Honor Foundation. We'll tell you about that foundation and what it does next weekend. On the show this morning from Sports Illustrated, senior writer Damon Hack. From Galway, Ireland, Senator Lorraine Higgins. And from Wilson Golf, the manager of R&D, Golf Club R&D, John Burkandy. From the LPGA, the media relations director, Mike Scanlon, calling in from Canada. But first, the stars that make this show possible.
The Golf Club, sponsored by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal and commercial kitchen design and fabrication. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product. Alakai Mechanical. Poipu Bay Golf Course, play in a slice of heaven on Kauai. Bring your family, friends, spend quality time at Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
All right, let's start off with getting you up to date on Hurricane Irene. Yes, I mean, with millions of people, 46 million people potentially impacted by Irene, came ashore just before 3 o'clock Hawaii time this morning. New York City, of course, has closed its public transportation system. Surfers are told to stay out of the storm surge. This is New York Mayor Bloomberg. Said, you know what, we're not going to rescue you. Don't waste our time. All right. Moorhead, North Carolina, that's where it came ashore in that area, seeing gusts to 100 miles an hour, sustained winds to 85, 60 is being clocked. You know, I was through Hurricane Eva. 60 to 70 mile an hour winds, that's scary. I don't care whether you, it's not a Category 2. It's not a okay, it's a Cat 1. But it's a big one. It's really, really wide. The wider they are, the more storm surge there is. And, of course, the potential for major utility disruption is huge. Roads and airports are closed in North Carolina and other places. They say check your carrier. Water over the levee in Moorhead City, some sewer breach as well, and one, possibly two deaths so far. But the rain is pouring down like it won't stop. That's how author and PGA Tour radio host Matt Adams put it. Boy, don't we know how that feels. You feel like, okay, Noah had a really good idea. Mandatory evacuations for lower Manhattan, hundreds of thousands along the East Coast, 2 million, but, you know, how many went, actually? They estimate that some 10% of the actual people called to evacuate do. So what does that mean? Well, it doesn't mean you'll be arrested, but again, it means that if you're in trouble, you're not going to get any help. They're not going to put people in harm's way if you didn't listen to the evac orders. It's just a little something for us to remember. This is hurricane season in the Pacific, and we had one that just came kind of close. It was supposed to dump a bunch of rain on the Big Island this weekend. I'm not sure if it's actually pulling that off for us. We could use it over there. But let's bring on our first guest this morning, Sports Illustrated senior writer Damon Hack. Guess where Damon is? Good morning, Damon.
Good morning, Danielle. New York City, New York.
New York City, New York, in Soho. weren't you supposed to get out of town?
I tell you, it was close, Danielle. Our mayor, Mayor Bloomberg, everywhere on the air, on the internet, it laid out this incredible grid showing where the evacuation zones would be. Zone A would be an evacuation zone. Zone B would kind of be on the edge, and Zone C means you're okay. So we happen to be on a street in a neighborhood in Soho, which is south of Houston, for those who have been to New York City, that happens to be in a Zone C zone. So we're okay. We've got the food and water. We're hunkering down, and we're going to ride this out.
Yeah, so you're sheltering in place in your building. Nice place to be, actually, not having to go to a shelter. Yeah, you know, I saw some pictures, some targets that were absolutely wiped out of everything off the store shelves.
Oh, no question about it. We were one of those families that went to the store to make sure we had the water and the non-perishable items that, you know, you need for at least 72 hours. We bumped into some neighbors here in our building, and they've done the same thing. We've kind of vowed to look after each other. Obviously, we're not used to hurricanes, but we are used to, you know, and suddenly natural disasters, as we had an earthquake in Virginia just last week. And so we're kind of, you know, our antenna is already up and ready and prepared for this next disaster.
After the strike. All right. Well, that is something, you know, for the East Coast, earthquakes and hurricanes. Come on. You know, what was it, like the 40s or maybe 80s is the last time there was something happened there really bad. There was a Cat 3 that came through once. That was a long, long time ago. So, at the Barclays, this is the FedEx playoffs. This is the big deal, the $10 million FedEx Cup points on the line, and 25 guys get eliminated, period. Bye. They don't get to go to Deutsche Bank in Boston, but they have to cut it to 54 holes. Imagine,
yeah,
it's a good idea.
It's a shame. It's a shame. I mean, this is obviously the first of four events, and obviously in the New York, New Jersey area where I live, there's been a lot of anticipation for this tournament, and it's a shame that the weather, you know, isn't cooperating. And you have some big names on the board, you know, Dustin Johnson and Matt Kuchar and Brad Snedeker are the top three players on that leaderboard right now. Obviously, we would have loved to have seen this go into Sunday and have a little more, you know, natural momentum into the Deutsche Bank next week.
You want to tell me why? I'm looking at these scores, just for people who may not be familiar. Brad Snedeker finished with a 61. Wyke Yang shot a 63. Brian Davis has got a 64, a couple of 64. Oh, there's that Webb Simpson had a 63. It's like lower 60s seems to be the trend, the norm right now. Even Vijay Singh had a 65, 64. I see, even because he hasn't been doing exactly well. All of a sudden, he's at the top of the leaderboard. Why these low scores?
Soft conditions, no wind. You know, the wind's coming later tonight, but there's really been no wind the last couple of days. It's an old line, Donald Ross course. You know, playing field has, you know, kind of those undulating greens, but the greens have not been very, very fast, and the rain has definitely softened the golf course, and obviously they set it up today for guys to go low, and it's been kind of a volatile final 18 holes, and the guys have been able to take advantage of it. I think Brad Snedeker started this round with five straight birdies, lots of 30s and 31s on the front nine, and guys that were making a bid for 59, including Wyke Yang, before he settled for 63, and Snedeker, of course, shot that 61, but the course has definitely been softened by the rains, not only today, but earlier in the week as well.
You think Dustin Johnson will win this one?
I do. I think he's going to win this one. Obviously, immensely talented player. Sometimes has trouble getting it to the house, as we've seen, especially in the major championships. But definitely one of the most talented players in the world, and possibly the most talented American when you look at the totality of his game. I think he's been able to overpower this golf course this week. It looks like he'll be the one to win the first playoff event of the FedEx Cup.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see the names that have come to the top, risen to the top here. The names we haven't seen, as I mentioned, Vijay Singh.
Vijay, of course.
Yeah, go with Vijay.
It's been years, really, since Vijay's played well. He's obviously struggled with injuries and getting up in that late 40s range where he might have an eye to the Champions Tour. But, you know, it's what's interesting, and you talk about the names on the board, a lot of guys that seem to have enjoyed the playoff format. Of course, Vijay won the FedEx Cup a few years ago. I think he won the second edition of the FedEx Cup. You have, you know, Matt Kuchar, of course, who won the Barclays last year. Dustin Johnson has won a FedEx Cup playoff event. So you're seeing some names, Camilo Vijaykas on the board, who's done very well in the playoffs historically. So it's interesting. I wonder if we're starting to see some of the guys that are peaking in, you know, late August and early September that enjoy this format, enjoy the 4 weeks out of five, kind of enjoy the playoff intensity, as it were. And I think it's interesting that in the last couple of years, we're starting to see some of the names that we're used to seeing do well in the FedEx Cup.
Yeah, I was looking at going, okay, here's wow, Rory Sabatini, but even more so was the name of Ian Poulter. Ian Poulter shot a 64 today. We always expect Ian to do so well because he says he does.
What a character Ian Poulter is. I mean, between his tweets and his talking after rounds, I mean, he's never a dull boy, is he?
No, he's not. He is one of the best golfers in the world. Best golfers. You know, I always expect to see him at the top of the leaderboard because he says so. But then I look at where he goes. Anthony Kim shot 68, 67, 68. With these 61s, that's not going to win, but he's moving on up. It's great to see. And Steve Stricker, Steady Steve, he's right in there, too. What kind of baffled me was seeing Stuart Appleby. Stuart Appleby withdrew, shot an 81 the first day.
Very volatile player, Stuart Appleby. Sometimes he's right in the mix, and sometimes he seems to just go slide the other way. He's one of those players that just really, you don't know what to expect. That 59 that he shot last year just came out of nowhere, you know, and little do we know that he was kind of slowly building his confidence, you know, kind of away from golf tournaments, and he shoots that 59 out of nowhere. But it's interesting. These playoffs really give players that haven't had great years kind of a chance to salvage their season. You mentioned Anthony Kim. He's someone that was starting to play well, played well at the Greenbrier, and then missed the cut at the PGA Championship, did not play well there. And obviously he's going to shoot, I guess, double digits, 10 under par for three rounds here at the Barclays. But really it's a last chance for a lot of these guys who didn't win major championships, guys like Anthony Kim, guys like Steve Stricker, who obviously had a great year nonetheless, but didn't win a major championship, Dustin Johnson, another player who had his chance to win a major championship at the Open at Sandwich this year and didn't get it done. So this is the last chance for a lot of these guys to kind of have a memorable 2011 season.
Can you tell me, I'm watching Ricky Barnes. He's like, he has so much, I hate to say this because, you know, he was one of the golden boys, right? Didn't we all expect miracles from Ricky Barnes?
We did. I remember when he came out and played against Tiger, I want to say, at the Masters, and outplayed him, I want to say it was back in 03 or 04, and everyone kind of viewed Ricky Barnes as kind of the next Arnold Palmer with the good looks and the stone-set jaw and the blonde locks, and everyone thought this was going to be the next kind of superstar, and it hasn't happened for him. And he admitted a couple years ago at Bethpage when he was in that duel with Lucas Glover about the pressure that he put on himself and maybe without understanding what it took to be great. And he's a player that, for whatever reason, plays really well in the major championships. So all of a sudden, we won't see him making cuts during regular tour events, and then there he is contending, at an Open Championship or a U.S. Open or a PGA Championship. He seems to be one of those big game hunters that, for whatever reason, plays pretty well in the major championships. Of course, hasn't been able to break through, but definitely one of those players that, for a long time, we kind of were waiting for him to be that next great star, and it just hasn't quite happened for him.
All right. Now, he's, right now he's 93 is Davis Love III, 96 is Ricky Barnes. All kind of depends on how things shake out as this event is almost over. What am I saying? It's in the next 50 minutes or so, it's going to be done. The Barclays will wrap. They're going to tear it all down. Before we take a break and talk a little bit about the NFL, which is something you also cover, and we have to talk a little football. What about this one person I was just looking at, Keegan Bradley? Keegan Bradley was the next, another coming Messiah. I'm sorry to put it like that, but we kind of like make these young men into, okay, here comes the next Tiger Woods. And I find that unfair.
It is unfair, and I think we've been doing it forever. Remember those old, I can tell you about our magazine, the next Nicholas, how many next Nicholases did we have? Yeah. Hal Sutton was going to be the next Nicholas. Gary Nicholas was going to be the next Nicholas. We've done it for a long, long time, and now it's the next Tiger, the next star, the next Phil. Who's going to be that next player? And I tell you what, Keegan Bradley definitely has that look. He has a major championship. I tell you what's going to be interesting to see is if he makes that President's Cup team, because Fred Couples has already said Tiger's on the team no matter what. So Keegan Bradley's 18th on that list.
All right, we'll have to talk about Tiger, too. And finally, Ben Crane. Ben Crane, he's at 100, missed the cut. You may not get into the Deutsche Bank. Ben, he's another one. He's out there, he puts himself, but he plays so slow. Heavens to Betsy. I think he should just move it along a little bit. I bet he'd play better if he speed it up. We're going to take a break, come back. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. We'll be right back.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Lorraine Higgins, Senator from Ireland, will be joining us in a little while, but we're going to continue our conversation with Damon Hack. Damon Hack works for Sports Illustrated. He's been writing since, the beginning of time.
It feels like it.
He's covered golf, he's covered NFL, he's covered golf, now he covers both. But let's, on Ben Crane, I've got to say, I like Ben. I like what he's trying to do. I like the fact that he's putting himself out there. He's creating personality. I mean, Lord knows, he didn't have any on the golf course.
This is true. He's definitely made some funny videos. Obviously, the one with Hunter and Ricky Fowler and Bubba Watson comes to mind, and definitely has made some of his own videos, you know, kind of mocking his own slow play. I definitely wish he would play a lot quicker, because I think slow play is an issue on the tour.
It absolutely is. They play way too slow, and I think it actually makes them play worse. I mean, if you're looking to improve your game, don't stand around and think about it. Isn't that going to get in your way?
I completely agree. Yeah. Look at Tom Watson, guys that, you know, they play fast, they pull the club, and they see the target, and then they go ahead and make a swing.
And they do it. Are you right? All right. Now, Solheim Cup picks, we're gonna look at that a little bit, because the Solheim Cup is going to Ireland, and Lorraine, we're going to talk about going with them, taking the trip. But let's talk a little bit about Tiger going to Australia for the President's Cup. First of all, let's establish, what is the President's Cup? Is it really a competition, or is it a exhibition?
That's a great question. It really is. I think when you ask that question, it makes you wonder about the selection of a Tiger Woods, who obviously has done incredible things for the game, but when you look at where his game is right now, you have to wonder, is this a true competition when you're trying to build a team for victory, or is this more about television ratings and filling the seats and that kind of thing? Because I tell you what, the way Tiger has played this year, you can't really make a case for him deserving a spot over a Jim Furyk, who's number 11, or a Keegan Bradley, our PGA champion, who's number 18. So that's going to be very interesting to see how well, you know, Fred Couples' captain's pick of Tiger Woods is justified.
Yeah, you know, justified, that's the question. I mean, if we're competing, which we all assume we are, that's one thing. Tiger can rise to the occasion. Steve Stricker wants to play with him. They make a good pairing. They've always been successful together. Tiger hasn't been so successful in singles matches. He doesn't have a good singles record, does he?
He really doesn't have a good singles record. And for someone who was such a dominant match play player in the junior amateur and obviously the U.S. amateur, his President's Cup and Ryder Cup ranking is pretty wanting. His record is not what you might expect for someone who was so dominant as a junior and a collegiate player in those match play events. And it's really, really speaks to kind of, A, his friendship with Fred Couples, and B, I'm sure the powers that be would be just aghast if Tiger Woods was not going to be on the television screen for NBC for 3 days in November. And you have to admit, I mean, it definitely, I think there's more going on than just golf here. There's this friendship. There's the history that Tiger has brought in the last 15 years, you know, on the PGA Tour. And there's a lot of things going on that make you have to ask the question, is this a true competition or is this an exhibition?
Okay, and what you just said, you know, when Freddie said, Tiger is the best player forever. I just went, huh? Okay, that sounds like an executive, like a television executive or a sponsor, something a sponsor would say. It doesn't sound like something that a Fred Couples, somebody who's in the game, would say, having history in the game, knowing that there are great players. Tiger Woods isn't the best player forever. but somebody who has a lot of money on the line and wants it to be a successful event, they might say so, you know? So I understand Fred's got his friendship, he's got a lot of stuff going on. Let's go to the NFL. I think we should first ask the question, and I'm sure it's been asked, but not here on this show, and did anybody win the lockout?
You know what? I think that the fans are lucky that they didn't lose any regular season games. And I think that, you know, the owners and the players, they were going to make their money one way or another. They're going to make a lot of money over this next 10 years of this collective bargaining agreement. I do think that the game will be immensely popular, even more so than it might have been without the lockout. And that's because they didn't lose any games. It created this kind of frenzied free agent period where teams and players are moving around, and you just have all this volatility, and the interest in the game has been so ratcheted up. I just see the NFL on this incredible meteoric rise of popularity that almost blots out the other sports, just the way people talk about it on the radio and on Twitter and on the internet. I've never seen a sport capture the imagination of fans the way the NFL seems to do, even in August during the preseason and training camp.
You're absolutely right. It's America's soccer.
It really is.
It is. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And we need bigger stadiums. Okay, from Hawaii, I thought the winners of the lockout would be the teams that were doing very well at the end of last season.
Great point. That's a great point, Daniel, and you're absolutely right. The teams that were already in a position of strength, like the Packers and the Steelers and the Patriots and the Ravens and the Jets, these teams that don't have new head coaches or they're not trying to break in new quarterbacks like, say, you know, a new head coach in San Francisco and Jim Harbaugh,
yes,
or in Cleveland, you know, they have Pat Shurmur, who took over for Eric Mangini, and they have a young quarterback in Colt McCoy. It's going to be the established teams that could kind of withstand all those months of inactivity, know that, hey, Tom Brady knows what he has to do. You know, Aaron Rodgers already knows what he has to do in Green Bay. The teams and the organizations that had stability going into the lockout will be the ones that will be the strongest coming out of the lockout.
Yeah, that's I couldn't agree with you more. Now, from Hawaii's perspective, we're kind of like a San Francisco 49ers, Dallas Cowboys, Chicago Bears, Pittsburgh Steelers, Green Bay Packers, kind of. We don't have a team. but for years we were 49ers fan. I mean, there's a little restaurant that used to be called the 49er, you know. We've been Cowboy fans. They're big strongholds. But Steelers, man, I'm a Steelers. You know, I can't help myself because of the quarterback over there. We happen to share cultural background, ethnic background. He's Swiss. Roethlisberger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's Swiss. And he's a hero in Switzerland.
I had no idea.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger. Okay, so out of all, you worked and covered the San Francisco 49ers. Let's go back in time. Do they stand any chance at all of the old glory?
No, not what they had. They had a run of quarterbacks in Joe Montana and Steve Young, and I'm sure folks, you know, in Hawaii remember watching those dominant teams throwing to Jerry Rice, you know, Roger Craig running the football, Ronnie Lott hitting guys from the safety. Those teams were so veteran dominated and just so professionally coached by Bill Walsh and George Seifert. It's going to be hard to bring that back. But I tell you what, you do see teams that are able to do it. You have seen this incredible handoff from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers to have two potential Hall of Fame quarterbacks back to back. It does happen, but the way it looks is if it's like the Niners have almost, you know, they kind of have to pay their penance for all their great years in the 80s and 90s, and now they've become kind of an also-ran.
Okay. Damon Hack, I could talk to you all day. Lorraine Higgins, Senator, Ireland, we're going to go discover the Solheim Cup land, the land of the Solheim Cup. And what's more important, we're going to find out, is it worth investing, like sponsoring a golf event? Do you get your return on investment, your ROI? Because that's a huge question people ask in Hawaii. Damon Hack, Sports Illustrated, thanks so much for being on the show with me. I hope we'll talk again.
Thanks so much, Daniel. Talk to you soon.
All right. Aloha. We'll be back right after this. Lorraine Higgins is next up. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay.
A tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And I just know Ireland is my kind of town. Welcome to the show, Lorraine Higgins. It is so good to have you, Senator, Irish government. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Danielle, and I'm delighted to have been asked to come on your show.
You are, I just love the look that we get to see watching Ireland on television. It's special. You have a special country. I know that all the Irish people think that, but we do too. And can I get straight to the, before we talk about traveling through Ireland and how to go there, the best places, and do we need a car, and which airport do we land in? I have to tell you, I'm so glad. Ted Vickie is such a nice man.
He's a great guy.
Isn't he a great guy? He introduced us, and I thank him so much. Let me ask you, the Irish Open did not have a sponsor, so Discover Ireland stepped up and said, we're going to put it on. You're hosting the Solheim Cup. You've got a Big Break Ireland on Golf Channel pretty soon, and the Ladies Irish Open was just held where the Solheim Cup is going to be. You've had all these events. Does this television coverage and does that investment that you made into this coverage, does it pay off?
I believe so, Danielle. Like, at the moment, Ireland is very much the heart and soul of European golf this year with all that's happening with the Ladies Irish Open, as you mentioned, and the Solheim Cup coming again next month. It's fantastic. It's a great spin-off for local businesses. And certainly, if I was a multinational company or a big corporation, I'd want to be associated with that. You know, images of the event will be beamed worldwide. There'll be tens of thousands of people that will visit over the 3 days that it's taking place. And as every CEO of a corporation, a multinational, understands, it's all about brand recognition. And what better than to be associated with such a brilliant event as the Solheim Cup, to be been staged in Ireland. There are millions of Irish people living in the United States of America, and what a great way to tap into that market.
Absolutely. Now, do you count? Do you have any way of, you know, everybody in the world now, they want to have some sort of accountability. How can I tell that this is really working? How am I getting my dollar? How can I calculate this?
I obviously haven't costed it, but you look back over events that were held in the past. The European Open has been here in the past. The Ryder Cup was staged here. I've never heard any company or corporation coming out complaining that they lost money as a result of having their event staged in Ireland. it's always been a very, very positive experience, I think, for all concerned.
You know, with all the guys who are winning from Ireland, Darren Clark, the most recent, you know, winning the Open in England. The big question is, can we have an Open in Ireland? And there was some, you know, like, oh, I don't know if we can do it because of the this and that. What do you think?
I mean, we've had the Irish Open running for years here in Ireland, been in several different golf courses over the country. This year, thousands of golf fans descended on Killarney for the 2011 Open, and there were huge crowd numbers present. The weather held up. The atmosphere was electric, and all four major winners were there: McIlroy, Clark, McDowell, and Harrington. What more do people want? Showcasing the finest of Irish golf talent in a very, very small country, and they're well known worldwide.
Yes. Now, can we have an Open? Are you pushing for that to happen in Ireland?
Absolutely, and the government are completely in support of an Irish Open going on and being held in Ireland for the forthcoming seasons. But we are hoping, in order to attract the best golfers out there, both in the United States of America and in Europe, we need a sponsor so that we can have proper prize money. This year we've had to half it. Next year we want to get it back up at €3 million.
Okay, so what we need, again, is a sponsor. The economy globally, I mean, it's not just here, it's not just there. Believe me, we're in Hawaii, we've got the same issues that you're dealing with. You know, finding people who are going to step up, sponsor, step up and invest and do all the things that are necessary to advertise. We even, our state sometimes questions whether or not having a PGA Tour event, if we should invest the dollars into it, whether the Pro Bowl, should we invest money into, you know, which the NFL wants. These PGA Tour, NFL, they all want the state to provide some money to show that they've got good faith. And a lot of times some of our, you know, representatives say, well, it's an awful lot of money in this economy to be spending on just having some golfers come over here. And that's
sure. Sure, Danielle, and I understand that business is about making profit and all of that, and that's very, very essential to the well-being of a company ultimately, and I believe that people will get good bang for their buck if they invest in the Irish Open next year and the years afterwards. I mean, all the companies that sponsored it in the past have done pretty well out of it, and what's very, very heartening is that George O'Grady, who's the head of the European Tour, wants to make the Irish Open a signature event in the next European Tour calendar.
Ah, so we definitely need a sponsor. Hello?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Who are you looking at? Who would you like to have come and sponsor?
Obviously, we want a good company to be here in Ireland to sponsor that may have connections with Ireland or may want to have connections with Ireland going forward. I'm indifferent. I don't mind. I would just like to see this great event continue into the future, and that's only going to happen if the big companies and big corporations, big multinationals come in and invest in it.
What is it like doing business in Ireland? I understand that it's a good place to do business, that you make it very convenient for corporations.
Absolutely. Like, Ireland is very much open for business at the moment. We may have been subjected to a lot of negative press over the last while, but we've a new government now, a very strong government, strong majority. We're making huge reforms to the way business is done in Ireland. We're retaining our corporate tax rate at 13.5%, and that's very, very attractive. We've a number of the major pharmaceutical companies from the US of A located right in Ireland, and that's something that we want to see happening and continuing to happen for the forthcoming years.
Excellent. And well, maybe one of those pharmaceuticals will step up and sponsor, because they certainly do make a lot of money.
Maybe you can have a word with them, Danielle, for me.
I'll get on the horn right away. Let's take a break, and we're going to talk about where's the best place. You're in Galway.
And it's a
stepping off point to lots of places to go to in Ireland. Killeen Castle is not a castle where you can stay, right? It's kind of like believing that people live in grass shacks in Hawaii. There's no one living in Killeen, is there?
There is the remnants of an old castle on the course, which was called Killeen Castle, that was built sometime back in the 12th century. However, there is a five-star resort hotel and spa facilities and everything there. It's a magnificent course, so I'm sure that could sway you over the side.
I'm swayed. We'll be back. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back. We're talking with Senator Lauren Higgins, Ireland, in Galway. Now, may I say Lauren? Lauren?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay. you're very close to Connemara Golf Club. If I were to drive there, how far away is that from Galway?
You know, I was just playing in Connemara Golf Club this week. I played both on Wednesday and Thursday. It's well known as Connemara Golf Club, but we call it Ballycanneely in this neck of the woods. Uh-huh. It's about an hour's drive from Galway City.
Okay.
Now, some fantastic scenery on the way there.
Oh, it looks like. I'm looking at pictures right now. I found photographs to look at. And where would I fly into? Wait, Shannon Airport or Galway?
Yeah, sure. You could fly into Shannon Airport, or you also have the option of flying into Dublin Airport and getting a connecting flight to Galway Airport afterwards. And also we have a motorway all the way from Dublin that takes about an hour and a half to get to the edge of Galway City. So people are spoiled for choice.
Okay, so Dublin is right across the land. There's sea on each side. It's like, so you can go across Ireland in an hour and a half in a car?
You can. From the edge of Dublin City right to the edge of Galway City would take you about an hour and a half.
All right. Now, do I need a car or do you have public transportation?
There's very good public transportation, no doubt about that. There's a train service that runs several times a day from Dublin to Galway and again from Limerick to Galway if you wanted to find Shannon Airport.
Mm-hmm.
Limerick is just south of Shannon. But also we're quite spoilt with a number of regional airports in Ireland. There's Sligo Airport, then there's Galway Airport, there's Kerry Airport. So that's all of the West Coast looked after from a point of view of connectivity for tourists.
Okay, so basically, so I should have a car and the best way to get across Ireland is flying. What is the cost of making the trip from Limerick to Galway or Dublin to Galway?
From Limerick to Galway in a car?
Well, fly me from Dublin then.
I'll fly you from Dublin. Okay, it would cost about in or around maybe €100 return flight.
Okay, and that's return. Okay,
that's
there
right.
We go. So it sounds like a more reasonable instead of the petrol and all that driving and then the hassle of bam, you're there. Great.
Sure.
Then with a car, you'd want to go up the coast. There's just so much to see. It's just Enniscrone and Carn. Am I pronouncing Sligo?
That's right. Your Irish pronunciation is perfect there.
It's gorgeous. But I like, now I'm going to call it Connemara because I don't think I'll be able to say what you just said.
Ballyconneely,
there we go, Ballyconneely.
That's
very reasonable green fees, between $79 and $101. That's certainly
right
on par with what we're paying over here at our resort.
That's right, and if you get an open competition, Danielle, you pay actually less again. You may pay in or around $60.
And that seems to be about across the board, except when I go up to Royal County Down Golf Club, and then I'm in the $240 to $290, and that's still on par with our. This must be a very special place.
It is, absolutely. It's a Lynx course, which is fairly unique to Ireland. All of the Lynx courses are right along the coast of Ireland. They're usually on seaside resorts, and they're fantastic. Now, I haven't played Royal County Down myself, but friends of mine have, and they were just blown away by it. But Royal County Down, there's the K Club. There are a number of luxurious golf resorts that popped up over the Celtic Tiger in Ireland, and they're all incredibly cheap to play. For instance, I played about 3 weeks ago, I played in a place called Moy Valley Golf Club, which is it's just outside of Dublin. It's about 40 minutes from Dublin. And this was very, very expensive to play in years ago, whereas I got green fees for €20 on a Saturday.
Wow.
I got
to
stay in the hotel for €50 the night before. So, you know, it's almost a no-brainer. This was a golf club that you had to pay $70,000 to be a member of, you know, 5 years ago.
And now
so there's great value out there.
Yes, there is value out there. And let's talk about size of hotels. I know that I've taken my husband to England and to Switzerland, and the first thing that people say is, "My God, they're small." There's room for our suitcases and not much more. It's something that we're accustomed to because the buildings have been around since 1200, 1300. You know, I mean, we're still using them. Which makes sense to me. What should we have become accustomed to? You don't want to bring a whole lot of luggage, right?
I disagree with you. I think that, you know, over the boom, a lot of 3- and 4- and 5-star hotels and golf resorts popped up all over Ireland, really. And they're all generous-sized rooms, and, you know, they've got great facilities. They've got, like, spa resorts, and there's leisure center facilities, too, for people who don't play golf. So there's something to keep everybody occupied. But the hotel rooms, they're all quite sizable, I have to say. I'm more than happy to stay in any of them.
Okay, well, that's great. Now, a B&B, if you prefer, I'd rather go to some place where I feel like I'm experiencing the country. Right? I want to go and feel Ireland. I can go to a resort and experience luxury just about anywhere, but I want to feel Ireland, right? So how do I find a good B&B?
You know, this is going to come with a caveat before I say any more, because my mother used to run a B&B, so I'm going to be completely biased on this.
Okay.
But seriously speaking, I suppose every tourist is different. And I believe if you really want the Irish experience, I would suggest staying in a B&B.
Excellent.
And lots of B&Bs offer, you know, half board, where the woman that owns the house might do a meal in the evening, and you get to taste the bacon and cabbage and all of that kind of stuff, you know, that you wouldn't be privy to in maybe the States.
Okay, now tell me about the bread. I was watching. He made bread. He made Irish bread. There's two kinds, white and brown, and
it's, that's right.
And he whipped it up and put it in the frying pan. And then he said, after that, you slice it because you want a little bread with your butter.
Yeah, I have to admit, I don't make brown bread too often, but I am right along Ireland to all the counties. There's some fantastic cottage industries that make brown bread, and it is absolutely beautiful, mouth-watering with some butter on it. Of course, it's not good for your waist, but it's great in your mouth.
Higgins, how long have you been playing golf?
Oh, I started playing when I was 16, and I was completely addicted immediately. My dad was a great golfer. He used to play off three of a handicap and set five course records in County Galway as a young buck. Yeah, so he was a big inspiration to me, and I was absolutely delighted when he got both myself and my brother and sister involved. And I used to play four or five times a week, and maybe 36 holes in a day wouldn't be unusual. But I played quite a bit, and then I went off to college in Dublin, so I didn't get an opportunity to play as much as I wanted to. And then a reverse pivot started to sneak in my swing, and it was easier to give up for a few years rather than continue on with it. So I did that, and now I'm back playing for the last 2 years again and really enjoying it.
Oh, great. Lorraine Higgins, Senator, Irish government. So pleasant. You're wonderful. Thank you so much. I feel like I'm ready to go to Ireland. And to find a B&B, I suppose, on the internet would be a good place, and and then just ask for references or something.
Yeah, there are a number of websites that you can use to find B&Bs and hotels in Ireland. There's booking.com is a very, very popular one, and you'll be able to find the cheapest and that suits your pay packet, I suppose, ultimately. But B&Bs are very reasonable. You know, they're a great personable experience for people. You may get them from between 20 and 60 euros, so that's quite good.
It's great. And my grandmother ran one in Switzerland, so it was breakfast, lunch, and dinner with snacks if you were going on an outing.
great.
Completely full service, so I understand. Thank you so much for being on the show, and it's a pleasure talking to you. I hope to meet you. I want to come to Ireland, okay?
And I want to go to Hawaii.
Okay, well, you come over anytime. I'll show you everywhere.
Thank you, Danielle. And likewise, I'll extend that to you.
Thank you, Lorraine. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Bye-bye. So it's so wonderful, you know, talking with Ireland and about Ireland and watching Faraday. I just learned all about that bread making. He made it look so easy. I think I could actually make it, but he didn't give us the measurements. He just sort of poured the flour, so professional, and dumped some salt and a little baking powder and buttermilk and whooped it all together. And Darren Clark's afraid he's going to get his... You should really watch this. It's actually a very good show. And, let's go straight to Wilson Golf. Wilson Golf, we're doing drivers, you know, because, you know, Danielle loves the short game, and she's all into putters and everything, but guys want to go and hit that driver and make it sail. So do girls. What am I talking about? It's not just guys. It's girls, too. So John Burgandy, he's the manager of Golf Club Research and Development. Wilson Golf is on this morning. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. Good morning.
Good morning. How's the weather you're in Chicago?
I'm in Chicago. The hurricane hasn't affected me one bit. Beautiful sunny skies.
Excellent. You know, I kind of got confused when I was looking up to see if you had a Twitter handle, and you are an Iron Man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a little play on words. One for the golf, one for the triathlon.
Triathlon. You're a triathlete.
A little bit.
Yeah. Congratulations.
I aspire to get to Kona one of these days.
And, I was going to say, you got to come over. I mean, the biggest, the best, and the grandest is right there.
Well, it's going to take me a little bit of work to make it over for that one.
Okay. So let's talk about drivers. Now, I was looking at this Wilson DXi.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, you know, they say that this is average length off the tee. Some of the testers found it to be surprisingly long. Well, go ahead.
This is a brand new product for us, and we've always had a good driver in our DXi family. What's new about this, or what's great about this new drive we've got, is this really pushing the bounds of lightweight technologies, and so we're taking weight out of everything we can, from the head to the shaft to the grip, and for a lot of golfers, pull that weight out, it just allows the club to come through a lot easier with a lot higher swing speed. And anything we can do to increase that club head speed will just generally convert itself into ball speed and greater distance and a lot easier club to play.
Does it become whippy, though, for someone who's not really accustomed to that?
No, well, it certainly there's a new different feel to it. What I'd like to say is that, you know, there's the standard weight drivers. If you're able, if you're a strong enough player and have the timing to generate your own speed, you don't necessarily have to jump over to this lightweight stuff. But if there's any sort of struggle to get that club around and to catch up and to pick up that extra speed, it just becomes a lot easier to swing. I liken it to, think of shutting a door. You can try to close a big oak heavy door, or you can think of that real lightweight screen door, and one of them slams really easy and the other one takes a lot of effort. And we're trying to take the effort out of the swing, and so it doesn't actually feel whippy because everything is light. The club actually catches up a lot easier. There is no lag time that gets built into that.
Yeah. Okay. I got it. I got the feeling. Now, is this the direction that you're going to be going in, making all of the clubs lighter?
Yeah. I don't think it's something that's going to take over all drivers. I think it is a part of the driver world that is here to stay. Lightweight technologies have been around for a long time, but have gained acceptance, or they're the accepted norm, I should say, in Japan and Korea and some of the Asian markets that have picked up the benefit of it. And it's only just now coming over to the United States with us and with other manufacturers. And so it's there to stay. The technologies exist. There is a benefit for certain player types, and the issue then is just finding that right driver for you and making sure that this is what this will help your game and getting used to playing it.
You're in research and development, but you also must be involved in and have to be a part of the fitting process. Online, you have a fitting program for people who may not be able to find a Wilson specialist. How does that work?
Well, I've done a lot of fittings for people over the years, and you take a few minutes to figure out the lie spec and the length spec of your club and perhaps the shafts that go into it. And that actually can happen fairly straightforward in a short amount of time. But what I found is that the greatest amount of effort that I would spend would be trying to figure out which clubs that a player needs to put in their bag to best help them. If you're limited to 14 clubs in your bag, we're just going to assume that you'd have a putter and a driver in there. So we're trying to find those best 12 clubs that we can fit in between there. So in our custom fit program, we start asking a few questions about how far do you hit the ball? What's the longest iron that you're comfortably playing, and do you find a bias towards a short game? In other words, do you want some more wedges, and do you want those wedges to match your irons or something outside of that? And what happens then is we get a picture of who you are as a golfer, and we can make a very strong recommendation that says, you know, you probably shouldn't be playing the 3-iron and the 4-iron. Let's get some hybrids into your bag, or if you're struggling to hit a 3-wood, let's just play the 5-wood instead of a 3-wood and a 5-wood. And the objective here is to make every club in your bag relevant. If you're facing a shot on the golf course, we want you to have a club that can make you, allow you to succeed at pulling off whatever shot it is that you need to face.
Excellent. Back to the drivers. I'm looking online right now at the DXi Wilson staff, and it talks about the new Wilson staff DXi driver using trajectory control to reduce the spin and delivering the distance, low and higher handicap players. Now, in the, you know when the Big Bertha came out, and all of a sudden you have four, is which club would you recommend to the player who is not very good with off the tee and needs that kind of forgiving part of the club head.
Well, it is absolutely amazing what the industry has done for club head size. There is a great deal of forgiveness just in general overall head size that we can put into a head, and the industry standard now is somewhere in the neighborhood of that 460 cubic centimeter limit. And that
so everybody's across, gone to that pretty much.
Exactly. And that's from the tour players to the high handicappers are all seeing that same benefit. So what we're trying to do is gear the proper club to the person by loft. So for example, if you're a very good player and I would say a stronger player, and this goes into some stereotypes here, you probably don't struggle to get a ball speed. You may not struggle to get the ball up in the air, and you're probably fighting too much spin in terms of gaining overall driver distance. So in that particular case, we're going to assume that you're probably an 8 or a 9 degree lofted player, and if that's the case, we're going to try to do everything in that 8 and 9 degree to get the launch angle high but with very low spin. And maybe not even as high as what we want to do for the 10.5 and 12. And then the assumption then is if you're not hitting the ball as far, that you need more loft to help get the ball up in the air. And so we'll take the loft plus the weighting in the head, try to pull that weight back and maybe a little extra towards the heel and toe for added forgiveness. But we get that weight pulled back to help get that ball up in the air. And a little bit of spin is probably not going to hurt that 12-degree player. So let's try to identify across by loft, put all the attributes that we can to hit the players that are most likely to hit those individual lofts.
And you say here online the key is the high-density tungsten rubber inserts.
You bet. If you look at in our DXI family, the 9-degree drivers, we do not need any extra tungsten weight inserts. We put all the weight internal into the head, and we keep it, generally speaking, a little bit forward in the head, and that helps to keep that spin rate down. Then as we get to those higher lofts, we start taking the extra tungsten weight and we pull it towards the heel and toe to add some forgiveness, and we start pulling it back in the head. And that's just that's an actual weight. It's an actual weight that we're moving around, but it's also a nice visual representation based on where we want to put it on the sole. Anytime we're messing with clubs, and this goes from irons to drivers to fairway woods, it's all about weight management. And we start out with a shell of a club. We create a shape that has our minimum sort of wall thicknesses to make it structurally sound, durable, and give the performance we want. And then we're left with extra weight. And it's that extra weight that you're seeing there in the tungsten plugs and the internal weighting that gives the added performance past just the sheer club size and look.
Okay. Wow. It's just interesting to me that how you have refined the club in the last 15 years, and now you're making them lighter. I can't help but think of a show that I just saw where they were ripping the doors off of cars to make them lighter. Everybody wants to go lighter. That helps on a lot of different levels for the manageability of a vehicle and just the idea of fuel consumption. But making a golf club lighter, it didn't occur to me that would increase the club head speed. But I can ask, to me, it seemed power seemed to be more important. But, there you go.
Well, yeah, we talk power, but it power only works if you have a strong enough engine to drive that club and move that club. And so if we're trying to get that club head speed moving as fast as we can for every player, not everybody hits 100 balls a day and practices on the PGA Tour and
right.
gets in the fitness vans. And so if you don't have that base strength, we're trying to make it as easy as possible.
Okay, what about the little lady who, struggles with the driver? She really wants it to work. She's got a 30 handicap, and she just can't seem to get any distance. What do you suggest? What's the club that you suggest from Wilson that you would put in her bag?
Well, we just launched now this brand new DXI HL high launch club for a driver, and it is again very lightweight, nice big forgiving head, and very easy to swing with a flexed very appropriately for that person. The other thing to consider is, which doesn't go into there, is that a lot of times people assume that they must have a driver 3-wood and 5-wood, and for a lot of players, you know, they may hit their 3-wood and 5-wood exactly the same distance because you're not generating enough club head speed to get the ball up in the air on a 3-wood. So for a lot of our women's products, we have a line of fibered fairway woods for ladies, and some of our irons, we loft them appropriately for a slightly slower swing speed if we're just speaking in broad generalities, because again, we got to make every club in the bag relevant and purposeful. And if you, a lot of times, if you keep just the same loft as you might have for an average men's set, you're not providing a suitable solution for the typical lady golfer.
Patrick Harrington, he's constantly making changes to his swing. Does he change his club often?
He is willing to try any club. Now, he doesn't actually change clubs very often at all, particularly as it relates to his irons. But we had a good fortune of just 2 months ago when we came out with a brand new FG Tour iron, V2 iron. He was looking to make some changes in his swing, and at the same time the swing changes were going on, it opened up the door or a small window of time to get a new iron in there, and it was perfect that we had an iron at the time that he could a brand new iron that he could get into, and it was a very simple switch, and that certainly is not the norm for Padraig or for a lot of the tour players.
So, but, what kind of a driver does he use?
The driver is one of the things where he changes around. He's certainly done a lot of testing with a lot of drivers, and he's got some other companies as well that throw into the mix, but it's a rotation of products that go in and out. That's the one club where you get on the launch monitor and you just start looking for tweaking spin rates and ball speeds, and it becomes obsessed with this number of driving ball speed and driving distance, and so that's where that takes a lot of work and a lot of effort to get him going on that that front.
He's done quite well. You know, he's got a 65, 67, 69 closing today, tied for 13. The Barclays is officially over. I don't know, should I say who won?
You can always say who won.
Dustin Johnson.
Yeah.
He won. Yes, he shot a 65. Matt Kuchar was in the lead. Shot a 68. Brant Snedeker, look at him, shot a 61 today.
I know, they're going low, that's for sure.
They sure are. You know, no wind and soft conditions. It's kind of like, dude, let me put it there. As long as you know where you're putting it, it's going to work. Let me do this really quick. KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. All right, Ricky Barnes, another one of your staff players. Ricky, does he change a lot?
Absolutely does not change a lot, and we're focusing on a lot of irons with our players right now, and so usually it's an off-season switch or when you have a week off, but again, we got him to switch into some brand new set of irons a couple weeks ago, and it's a small tweak off of what he had been playing before, so he's another FG Tour player. A lot of these guys, and Ricky and Kevin Streelman and Padraig for our main U.S. Tour staff, they're very easy to work with. We're jumping out whenever we can to get the feedback, so that when we have a club that we're ready to show to them to get into play, we've got a pretty good idea that they'll find it acceptable and it'll serve their performance needs. It'll service their eye aesthetic. You know, the way a club looks and sets up is almost as important as how it performs to a lot of these guys, because you can't have any distractions when you're out there having to hit that shot on 18 when you've got money on the line. So
that answers such a big question. The question is, what do I, you know, which club do I go to? Which company do I buy from? They're all, you know, saying that they're the best, and they've all got this great technology, and I don't know which one to go. Bottom line is, what feels good, what looks good to your eye, you know?
Well, what I say to anybody, it starts with picking up a club, and across all manufacturers, if we can just get the consumers to pick up and try our product or any product that they want to look at for purchase, make sure you pick it up, take a look at it, get some swings, certainly in a net at a lot of places, maybe an indoor facility, or if you can get a demo to try outside, that's even better. And to take it even one step further, if you can get a fitting from somebody, talk to a local PJ professional or a store personnel that can help you get fit into clubs, because at the end of the day, what's always good for my business is just getting more golfers out playing. And the more golfers we have playing, the bigger chance we've got to put them into some Wilson Staff products.
Well, I'm already convinced. I like the idea of it being lighter. Okay? At first, I was very, and you've convinced me. Okay. Karen Stubble, she's playing today in Canada, and she's one of your players, too, isn't she?
Sure is. She's, got hooked in with Wilson, and then we've had a nice little relationship of sending some product back and forth and working with her again to try some product, and she's been playing well for us.
Yes, she's wonderful, and she's a great ambassador. She's a really wonderful person. Thank you so much for being on the show. We're going to take a break and talk with Mike Scanlon. You see, I was going to the women's at the end because we're transitioning to the CN Canadian Women's Open.
No problem.
Bland of this madness. I want to see you over at the Ironman here.
Well, if I make it over, I'll be sure to give you a call.
I hope so. And we'll take you out to, I don't know, we'll go to the Raw Hawaiian, which used to be Luana Hills. You'll love it. You'll have a great
Brilliant.
Time. And you don't have to golf with me. You can take your friends.
I'd golf with anybody. I would love to golf with you.
Thanks so much, John, for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Golf. Aloha. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We're going up to the CN Canadian Women's Open. It's in Quebec, Hillsdale Golf and Country Club, and with us is the media coordinator, Mike Scanlon. Welcome back to the show. It's good to talk to you, Mike.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Absolutely. Now, what does CN stand for?
It's the Canadian National Railroad.
Ah, bravo. We want to give them as much attention as possible.
Absolutely.
To me, I know it's, you know, it's like, it's the sponsor. They make it all possible. They make it possible for the women to perform as well as they do. They make it possible for the equipment companies to succeed so that we can then get the benefit of all of the testing that's done on the golf course, and then we get the best products that we can possibly use and go out and play golf and have fun. So to me, you know, thank you. the railroad in Canada for doing what you're doing and sponsoring an event. The Irish Open is looking for a sponsor. I was just talking to a gal. The Solheim Cup is going to Killeen, and it's really exciting how global, and I think the women's event, the LPGA, really, you guys have been forced to, in a way, embrace the globalization faster than anybody else. How are the women handling it?
Yeah, I think they're handling it really well. You know, we bill ourselves as Golf's Global Tour now, with the understanding that we'll always have a home base in the U.S. and we'll always try to grow our portfolio of events in the U.S. But, you know, realistically, we are a global tour with, you know, anyone who looks down our leaderboard is going to see, you know, 25 different flags from different countries. And, you know, there is a huge desire to see women's golf throughout Asia and now moving into South America. We've been playing in Brazil and, of course, in Europe. So, yeah, we are nothing if not global. That's for
sure. Yeah, I mean, it's taxing. And the schedule, I'm imagining you guys are working on making it so that you're not going to Brazil, coming back to the U.S., and then going to U.S., going to Brazil, coming back. It's, you know, making it all jive must be a very, very taxing undertaking to put.
Yeah, it is. You know, it is. And, you know, certainly Commissioner Mike Wan has, you know, put it at the top of his list to improve our schedule, not only by, you know, by numbers, by growing more events, but also logistically so that, you know, players won't have to spend too much time traveling to and from, you know, long-distance events. So, yeah, it's definitely a goal of ours to improve the schedule, and, you know, I think we're all very confident in Mike Wan that in the next couple of years it will improve.
Yes. We'd love it if you came back to Hawaii, you know. We miss
yeah.
you.
So would we.
Yeah, it'd be nice, you know, to have that stopover in Hawaii, make the time change, and then go on to Asia. Or come
Absolutely.
From Asia, stopover. I think it should be twice a year. We definitely need to find some sponsors. I'm going to start knocking on doors. I'm not sure whose door I'm going to knock on. All right. Speaking of Hawaii, Michelle Wee is the defending champion at the CN Canadian Women's Open. Michelle, 9-under, she seems to be doing quite well today. How's
yeah, right now she's 1-under through 3 and was 8-under coming into the day, 67-69 on Thursday and Friday. And, you know, we had Michelle in the press room pre-tournament as defending champion, and she really seemed at ease this week. You know, as you know, she juggles her collegiate studies with a full-time career on the LPGA, and you know, it's a lot to take, but clearly she was enjoying her role as defending champ here at the CN, and, you know, clearly she likes playing golf in Canada because she's just two shots off the lead here on moving day.
Yeah. Now, let me, with the belly putter or the long putter or however, you know, the long putter, depending on how you hold it, belly putter, if you put it up against it. Now, with all of the guys who are starting to use it on the tour, and Keegan Bradley winning with it on the PGA Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Is this taking off some of the heat from her for using it?
Yeah, you know, I think so. And the media asked her about that before the tournament. And, you know, she said, as many golfers do, you know, she's tinkering with her putting stroke every day, every week. And when she was the week before the Evian Masters, she started to practice her stroke with her driver, which might sound odd to some, but she realized she liked the length and had Nike custom maker a couple different versions. And, you know, probably one of Michelle's biggest weaknesses has been her putting throughout her career. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think we all know if she can get a hot putter going, you know, the rest of the field's in trouble. But she doesn't seem too fazed by the, you know, the criticism that's out there about belly putters and, you know, are they legit or not? But, you know, hey, if you can win, you can win. So
they're legit.
Whatever you're using.
I think we just need to get over the legit part, you know.
Yep.
Unless they make them illegal, unless it's ruled that they're not something that we can use, they're going to be used. And it doesn't mean anything. If young guys are using it, then young girls can use it. It doesn't mean you're weak. It means that it suits your game better, and if legal, it's legal. To me, that just makes sense. At the top of the leaderboard, we have two women who are tied for the lead, and it's just interesting to see one, Ai Miyazato, the other, Angela Stanford. And to give you a little bit of background, Ai Miyazato came to Hawaii before she became the hit that she is, you know, in Japan. She came and played at the Pearl Open. It was amazing watching the numbers of media. Then she came and played. Were you here when she was at the SBS Championship at Turtle Bay and they 60 media outlets were sent to Japan? And they had to open up the ballroom to make room?
She's, you know, people don't realize the amount of attention that she gets in her home country of Japan. You know, you might liken it to a Tiger Woods or Michael Jordan or, you know, someone of that stature in the U.S.
And, absolutely.
The thing about Ai is she's just a genuinely nice, caring person who is just pleasant and nice to be around, and she handles the attention so well. And I think, you know, there's a lot to be said for the way she's handled the situation in Japan this year, and being able to continue playing solid golf to give the people of Japan something to watch and, you know, take their minds off the tragedy with the tsunami. And, of course, you know, she won the Evian Masters this year. And, you know, I know how special that was for her. And, you know, we're all very happy to see her succeeding after such a great year last year with five victories. So,
yes. Absolutely. Now, Angela Stanford has been in a drought for 2 years. She's also tied for the lead. It would be fabulous if she could win.
Absolutely. And, you know, Angela, who just qualified for the U.S. Solheim Cup team last week at the Safeway Classic, one of the top 10 points earners. And, she has not been playing as well as she would have liked to. And she's another one who was in the press room yesterday talking about how she's back on speaking terms with her putter, and she's rolling it a lot better than she has been. But she said, you know, we're not on full speaking terms because I still got two more rounds. So hopefully that the putter won't let her down this weekend.
You know, you hate to talk about stuff like that because all of a sudden it'll turn on you.
Exactly.
But Christy Kerr, Stacey Lewis, Morgan Pressel, Angela Stanford, Paula Creamer, Michelle Wee, Brittany Lynn Saccombe, Brittany Lang, Julie Engster, Christina Kim, they all made it to the Solheim Cup on point. Vicky Hurst and Ryan O'Toole rounded out as captain's picks. Surprised by the, not so much by the Vicky Hurst selection. I think a lot of people were expecting Vicky to be chosen. Ryan O'Toole, most people know her only from Big Break, and I think she's had 7 events this year.
That's right, yeah. I think a lot of people were surprised who aren't close to Rosie, but those that know Rosie know she's not afraid to, you know, go out on a limb as she wasn't as a player. And I think that's one of the things that makes her special as a captain, that, you know, she goes with her gut. And Ryan played really well at the U.S. Women's Open this year. And then she also played really well last week when she knew that Rosie was eyeing her for a pick. So she handled that pressure pretty well. And you're right, most people probably would only know her from the Big Break, but I think a lot more people will know her after the Solheim Cup and as she continues to grow as a tour player. She's one of those kind of players that you might want on your team because she's got a little swagger, as they call it these days. She's a little bit she's a little cocky, and she hits it really long, and you know that's going to be a huge advantage at Killeen Castle, which is going to play pretty long.
That's what I was going to ask you. What are her strengths? So she hits it long, and she's going to go and kick some booty. And
well, yeah. You know, we did a live announcement on Golf Channel of the captain's picks, and when they handed Ryan the microphone and said, you know, how do you feel right now? She said, I'm just ready to go kick Europe's butt. And, you know, for a tour rookie to step onto that stage and make that kind of comment clearly shows where her head's at. You know, she's already ready to win, and she had only known that she was on the team for about a half an hour at that point. So,
exactly.
I think her attitude will be a huge strength, and her length off the tee will also be huge.
Absolutely, looking forward to it. And a lot of the European players just got the Ladies Irish Open under their belt at Killeen. Do you think that's an advantage? Let me take a break and ask you to continue along that thought. Right after this, we're going to give away some Nike Power Distance PD Long golf balls to the 18th winner, person who has not won in the last 6 months. And I need to ask you about Sherry Steinhauer retiring from the LPGA Tour. right after.
Sounds good.
My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal. That's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
All right, just a note, Patrick Cantlay, he's in the final, and so is dark horse Kelly Kraft. Now, if Kelly Kraft beats Cantlay, he'll make it, I think, he'll make it onto the Walker Cup team. This is all for the U.S. amateur. He'll win a whole bunch of other stuff, but that's going to be interesting to see. Okay, give away a dozen Nike Powerlong golf balls. You know, the reason we get to give these away is because our sponsor, Alakai Mechanical, is celebrating the 37th anniversary that they've been in business. And Alakai Mechanical is not just plumbing and sheet metal and duct cleaning and commercial kitchen design. They are air conditioning, your air conditioning experts, whether it's a new AC system or maintaining your equipment, which is so important in Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical. We're talking with Mike Scanlon, LPGA Media. Thank you so much for being on the show. Let's talk a little bit about a woman who's been in the business of golf for a long time. Oh, I didn't give them a phone number to call? How rude. What do I want to keep for myself? I don't think so. I want to give them away. 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467 is the number to call. We've got to say that, you know, the fact that she came out right away and said, we're going to go kick some European butt is pretty amazing for a young lady. No,
I'll say.
And especially since they're going to be playing on European soil. Do you think the European team has an advantage because they've already played the Ladies Irish Open in Europe? At Killeen?
They might, but that said, a lot of the U.S. players have also played the golf course. Several of them were in the Irish Open this year, and several others played the course in the Irish Open last year. So I think ultimately, it's probably not a huge advantage for Europe. I think the main advantage will be the crowds. And Europe, they need a win in the Solheim Cup. You know, the U.S. leads 8-3 all time in 11 events, and, you know, Europe needs a win, and if they're going to do it, this might be the year.
Yeah, well, they certainly do have, you know, Suzanne Paterson comes to mind right away as a very strong contender. We're going to find out the entire group. They've got four captains' picks. I think it's one is Rolex. Four players come from the Rolex ranking.
Yep.
Four players come from the LET ranking. And then four captains' picks, and that's going to be on the 29th. So pretty soon, you're going to know who the USA is going up against. That's exciting. A part of the U.S. team is Sherry Steinhauer. She's the only assistant captain who's not playing, right?
That's correct. That's correct. She will be teeing it up and captaining, so.
Then she said that she's putting, her Inkster is putting the play ahead of the being an assistant captain. And we have a winner already. Our winner is Tim Clark from Waikoloa, yo, on the Big Island. Congratulations, Tim. You're going to get a dozen Power Distance Nike PD Longs. Awesome. I'll be putting those in the mail to you, priority mail. Sherry Steinhauer has decided to retire, and you interviewed her. I have about 2 minutes. Tell me what struck you most about that interview.
Well, first of all, you know, it was a real pleasure to do that. Having known Sherry for the better part of the last 5 years, the one word that comes to mind is classy. And, you know, she what struck me most was what she did on the 18th green and what it symbolized. She carried a torch up the 18th fairway, a lit torch, and when she got to the green, she asked Vicki Hurst, who's one of the captain's picks for the Solheim team, which she's an assistant on, she asked Vicki to take the torch, and that's kind of symbolized, you know, out with the old, in with the new, and those are Sherry's words. But, you know, what a cool way to end your career, to have the perspective to know that, you know, leave golf better than you found it kind of thing. And I know Sherry, she was pretty emotional, and, you know, obviously it probably hadn't hit her that, you know, she's not going to have to go out and practice hard anymore. And, you know, she said she kind of lost the desire to compete, and as a lot of athletes do toward the end of their career. And
plus, her mother passed away, right? I mean, that, and then the hip replacement surgery, or the hip injury that she had. Those are two very difficult things to overcome, the getting to know your body again, and then, of course, having that huge support system and going through the, I mean, I think it was pancreatic cancer, and that's so difficult to go through. You lose a person so fast. That's very hard, very hard. Well, Sherry Steinhauer, wonderful, wonderful person, and I'm so glad she gets to be the captain's assistant. What are her responsibilities as an assistant? What does an assistant do?
Well, they're going to be a lot more than she might have expected with Inkster teeing it up. So most of her responsibilities revolve around keeping players informed out on the course of what's going on in other matches, and you know, kind of taking some stress away from Rosie, of, you know, so Rosie won't have to handle every little detail of the event. You know, she can rely on Sherry to, you know, make some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches if she needs them, or anything, you know, from there all the way to, you know, encouraging the team. So
you mean everybody runs on PB&Js? Is that
that's right? Well, golfers, you know, they always seem to have one in the bottom of their bag. So
I know it's in here somewhere. Probably looks like a golf ball, but I'll find it.
That's right.
Okay, so you're having a great time at the CN Canadian Open, and Michelle, I just know that once she's finished with college, if she decides to make the LPGA her career, then she's going to do just fine. But right now, it was her decision, finally, a decision she got to make. I'm going to college, and you know she's holding on to that for dear life. I know that's a part of the subconscious mindset, that that's the most important thing. I'll go play golf, but right now I'm in college. Thank you so much, Mike Scanlon, for bringing us the action from the CN Canadian Women's Open. Awesome.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We'll be back next week. We have an entire list of people who will be coming on the show already lined up. Adam Barr from Miura. And Alex Myers will be joining us. I love talking to Alex. He's so down to earth. He does fantasy golf. He does a lot of things. But he also, you always see his byline underneath those of some of the top writers for Golf Digest and Golf World. And yeah, there's Alex. So I want to know, you know, Alex. Plus, of course, he writes. So I want to thank you very much for making this show possible. I'm waiting for my closed music. And it's not going to happen. Okay, so we'll just go with it. Thank you to Poi Poo Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones, Jr., bordered by the Emerald Green Mountains, the 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. They're called Heiau. Poi Poo Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, sheet metal when you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, a commercial kitchen, custom stainless steel counters, Alakai Mechanical. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment protection for your home, your business, for your concert, your special event. Call Star Protection. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2011.